This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back to Pick of the Bunch. My name is Francisca Easley, and today I'm going to share with you how to set up referral strategies. And I'm going to share with you exactly the four ways you can use to incentivize someone. Also, how to go from no referral system to having a very systemized structure that is part of your overall marketing. Hi, and welcome back. Today, I'm going to share with you how to set up a referral strategy. Now, having a referral strategy is super effective to get more of your desired customers and clients. Now, before I get into the details of how to set up a strategy, a referral strategy, I do want to quickly talk about a misconception. This is something that I see a lot happening in the market, and that is that a lot of businesses, especially smaller companies, are heavily relying on word of mouth. And even when you sometimes ask, when I speak to business owners, and I obviously am lucky enough to speak to a lot of business owners through our own events here at Basic Bananas, but also I speak at a lot of business events. And often when companies talk to me about how they attract customers, one of their main avenues that they often mention is word of mouth. So a lot of companies say, oh, you know, my best marketing strategy is word of mouth. Now, the thing is that word of mouth is not really a strategy, and I can hardly say the TH on mouth. So hopefully you're giggling already. Anything with a TH on me, on any word for me is really hard to pronounce. So word of mouth is not really a marketing strategy. Word of mouth, it happens because you are doing a great job. So if you run a business and you sell a product or a service that people love because it's fantastic, they will talk about you. They'll talk about you. That's word of mouth. Now, that's good to have. If you have that, it means that you certainly do need to be more proactive in getting out there because you're doing a good thing. Your business is selling something people desire. The reason why it's very risky to just rely on word of mouth alone is because it's very passive. You basically rely on someone else out there to be talking about you, which is a very passive thing to do. What you need to do is be more proactive when it comes to getting people to talk about you. And that's when referral systems come in place. So referral systems, and I will share with you in a minute how you can go about setting up your own referral system. Referral systems are really a great source of new customers. I also love good referral systems because often your best customers that refer you, they hang out with similar people. It's quite common that we often hang out with people that are quite similar to us. And so if your best customers, that you people you like working with, if they can refer you their friends and family members, they'll also be really good customers, most likely. And also, if you have a good referral system, they will bring in more warmer leads than cold leads because they've already been referred to you by someone who knows you, which means that they're already a little bit warmer. They're super cost effective. They also give you instant credibility and instant trust. Again, same reason, because if, let's say your friend tells you to go watch a certain movie, like let's just, I'll take an example. So last week, one of my girlfriends said, oh, she went to see Wonder Woman, and she said, it's a really good movie. You have to go watch it. Now, I really respect this friend. And so I went and watched it with a few girlfriends, and I didn't even look it up. I didn't look at what's the movie about, who is in it. I just knew, okay, she's referring this movie to me. I trust her. I'm going. So there was instant trust to go watch this movie. I didn't actually think it was the best movie I've ever seen. I found it very cliche and a little cheesy, but that's a different story. But had I not had the instant trust, maybe I would have looked into it a little bit more. So there's instant trust referral if somebody gives you a recommendation that you trust. That's why referral systems are so effective, because people already trust you because they come from someone that they trust. And they're just really effective also because someone else is talking about you in a good way rather than you having to convince someone. So it's someone doing the work for you. Now, as I mentioned before, it's good to have a system in place. Now, there are sort of four steps that I'm going to share with you to consider when it comes to putting in place a system. And your referral strategy, so your referral campaigns really have to be part of your whole marketing mix. And I think you've heard me talk about this a lot. There's a lot of marketing out there that is very scattered, and that's often not the best way to go about marketing a company. You want all your strategies to pull in the same direction. So your system, your referral system, has to be somewhere in your marketing papers, in your marketing strategy, overall strategy, that you know, okay, so every time I've just worked with a customer, that's where it goes. But I'll go through the four steps now, and then we look at timing also as part of this. So first, number one is you really need three things to make a really good referral strategy, to create a really good referral system. Number one is you need a great product or service and great customer service. So you need a great product, and you also want good customer service. Because if you don't have a good product or service, then of course it's a lot harder for people to refer you. But I'm assuming you're listening to this, it means that you are someone who is ethical and runs a company that is making a difference in their customer's life. So number one, have a great product. Also make sure you have really good customer service. Number two, do you have raving fans? Are you some of your customers already raving about you? That's really good if you have that already, because again, it means that you have a good thing and they will be more likely to be on board with your referral strategy. And then number three, you need some sort of a referral offer. You need some sort of a referral offer. Now, that doesn't have to be money. That can also be something else. But it's good to, if we do this in a structured way, it's good to have some sort of a referral offer. So number one, have a good product and customer service. Number two, have raving fans, raving customers. Number three, have some sort of a referral offer. Now, let's go into the next one of these. So that was the first step here. The second step here is incentives. So, which I mentioned before, we need some sort of an offer. So let's look at incentives in more detail. So what could we do to incentivize, to reward people to talk about you? And again, there are four different ways to incentivize. The first way to incentivize is you give something to people who refer you. So the referrer, your customers, basically. So first way to do this is you reward people who refer you. Second way to do this is you reward the referral. So the new person coming to you is getting a reward. Number three is you reward both the referrer and the referral. It's a lot of language in this podcast. And number four is you incentivize none. None of them gets anything for referring you. So which one out of those four do you think is the best one? Now, we've done a lot of research. We've, of course, worked with lots and lots of companies on setting up systems like these, brainstorming ideas and creating really good systems. And interestingly enough, the one that generally tends to work really well is number two, where you reward the referral. So the person who is getting referred to you is getting a little incentive to come and test your products or services. The reason why this second way of incentivizing works really well is because you can give your customers, your best customers, something that they can give to their friends and family members. So this could be a voucher that they could give to people. It could be maybe even you can trial our product or service to give a voucher to one of your friends or family members. It basically makes it easier for your customers to then tell their friends about you. So it makes it easier for them to talk about you. And also they can make someone feel special because they can say, hey, I just went and got a massage. I love my massage lady. And she's given me two vouchers to go get a half hour massage for one of my friends, for two of my friends. So I would love for you, Sarah, if I'm talking to one of my friends, to go and grab the massage. And of course, you know, the reason for having this is, of course, to then hopefully Sarah will sign up as a regular massage customer in this example. So the second way of incentivizing works extremely well, where you have something to give to your customers. And I will give you more examples in a minute too. And then step number three is, when is the best time to ask for a referral? So when is a really good time to ask your customers for a referral? And the answer is the best time is when they are the happiest. And again, as I mentioned earlier, you're going to build this into your funnels. So you ask yourself, when is the best time to ask for a referral? Then you also ask yourself, when is my customer the happiest? When are they the happiest? Is it straight after they purchase the product? Is it once they've come and maybe if I'm in a, say, fitness program, is it after they've been in our fitness program for 8 weeks, then I will offer them a referral program? Or is it, I don't know, when they book in for their service? Probably usually it's right after the service. Now, the fourth step, and I want to share with you something else. So in step number two, we spoke about incentivizing, and I mentioned to you the second way, having something for the referral is the one of the smartest way to do it. You can definitely also have a referral system where you also reward the person that is referring people to you. We always here at Basic Bananas, we get a lot of referrals thanks to our members in our Clever Bunch program and in the Genius in our different marketing programs. So we always also reward the person referring us. And we do have incentives that are monetary. But interestingly enough, a lot of our members, they just want to share our programs with people because they want to help them. So often they don't care about, they're not motivated so much by getting their financial reward, but some people will be. But one thing we always do is if somebody refers us a lot of members to do our programs, to come into Basic Bananas for marketing education, we always send them a surprise. So we just basically find out what they're into. If they're into health and yoga, we might send them some healthy snacks or a beautiful yoga mat. Or if they're into, we once had actually someone who is really into dogs. He loves his dogs. So we sent him some special dog bowls with the names of the dogs on it that we got on Etsy. Etsy is a good place to find gifts. So Etsy, E-T-S-Y, a website, is quite a good website to find cute gifts. And the reason why I like that website too is because most people on there are actually small business owners. So they're often crafty, artsy companies. It's good to support them. So best time, let's go back to number three. Best time, ask when they're the happiest. And then number four is how do you ask? How do you ask for a referral? Now, different ways of asking. You can either ask in person, of course. You know, when you've just worked with someone, you ask them, hey, Hannah, I just wanted to let you know, we actually also have a referral structure in place because we get a lot of referrals here in our company, but we also would love to make it easy for you to bring anyone who you think would benefit. So you can ask in person, or you can also do it via email, of course. You can send an email. If your product is more sort of automated and you don't talk to people in person, if say, you have an e-commerce store, someone buys something online, you might send them an email saying, hey, Francisca, thank you so much for your purchase. P.S. Often it works really well in the P.S. of an email. P.S. We love getting referrals and we truly appreciate when you shout from the rooftop about our amazing products. We would love to also make it easy for your friends to trial our products or whatever it is. Here's a little voucher for them to give it a go. So you can either ask in person or you can also ask in an email, depending on your company, obviously. And a good way to ask also is to, you know, obviously give them a compliment first and say, if you mean it, you don't make this stuff up. So you could say, hey, Hannah, I really loved working with you. If it's a service, for example, I really loved working with you. You've been so fun. Do you know anyone else in the same situation that would benefit from working with us? Because we would love to work with more people like you. It just makes it fun for us. Do you know anyone else in your friend's circle that would benefit from working with us? So that's obviously another way to ask. But it's nice to sort of tell them that you really enjoyed working with them, because then, you know, it's not just, hey, can you send us referrals? You give them a reason why you trust them to send you people. And again, how you do it depends on your company, but it's good to have a structure. Now, let me give you some examples here. So I'll give you a few examples that come to mind. These are examples of Clever Bunch members. So members that have been in our programs. Now, one of them is a teeth whitening company. So they have their own teeth whitening clinic. And so what they do is they now have a referral. You go in, you get your teeth whitened, and then they give you a little voucher that you can take with you for, I think, maybe for two friends to come in separately to do the same treatment, but they get a little bit of a discount. Well, another one is for this. This is a really beautiful one. It's for a wedding gown company in Melbourne. And what they do now is you go and get your wedding gown made, and it's quite high end. So it's a high end wedding gown store. It's quite expensive to get your dress made. And after the wedding, the bride gets this beautiful card in the mail with some of her lace on the card. So some of her lace from her dress, and also a voucher for a hair piece that she can give to a girlfriend. So it's very easy. It's the card is just to say, thank you so much for working with us. We loved working with you. And in that same envelope, it's also got a voucher for a hair piece that they're usually valued at $250. And that voucher can be given to a girlfriend who would love to also get a wedding gown made by this company. And it works really well. She also actually includes in the same envelope a little survey to just ask for feedback from this bride that she's just worked with. And then she can use that as a testimonial. And often she gets really beautiful testimonials and also stories. So a lot of the brides are happy to even share their stories, how they met, how the wedding went. And then sometimes she features those stories on her website too. Another one that I really like is an IT consultancy. So an IT consultancy, also one of our beautiful members, what he did is he basically works with IT people. So people that work in corporates, that work in the IT department, and he goes in and trains them in different systems. And so what he does now, he goes in, trains in a corporate organization with the IT team. And then when he's done his job and the guys are super happy, he sends them a box of cupcakes because he figured out that these guys really enjoy a little bit of a sugar hit sometimes. So he sends them cupcakes that are co-branded with his label on it, his brand, and the brand of the corporate that he works with. And then it's got a card in there, and he talks about how he would love to work with similar amazing teams. If they know anyone, to let him know. And he always, always gets referrals, because often IT people hang out with IT people. And so they know other people working in different companies that they can refer. So it works really, really well. And then one that you might already have seen, maybe if you've ever been to a yoga studio or even a gym or Pilates or anything like that, sometimes what they do is, and we had one just recently in our program, they actually did a bring a friend competition for 30 days. And what they did is it was a competition for 30 days, bring a friend. And then for every friend that you brought for one or however many sessions, a yoga session, you could enter a competition to win a health retreat getaway. And that worked really well, because now suddenly people were more willing to share the laugh and bring friends along. And then, of course, some will not return to the studio, but some might become members, and that's what it's all about. So that worked really well. So these are some examples just to get you started to think about how could you use a referral system in your own company. They are super effective if they are part of your funnels. Now, of course, as always, if you enjoy this episode, then please feel free to share it with anyone that you know that also runs a company. And also, if you would love to, we would love, love, love if you could leave us a review on iTunes. So if you can go onto iTunes you can do it actually from your phone and leave us a review under Pick of the Bunch. That would be so super crazily appreciated, because it sort of helps us. The more reviews that we get, it helps us spread the show, because then more people will actually see it. So that would be really appreciated. And well, I'll be back hopefully next week. Until then, enjoy setting up referral systems. And also don't hesitate to get in touch with us to share your results. We love celebrating with you also. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you next time.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.